Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vance Page. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vance Page. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting second. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Max West. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otto Huber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Postal. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Postal. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Postal fires to first and has Gallen trapped. There's the throw to Warsler, who tags Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Hartnett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive towards short. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Postal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Postal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassett hits a line drive towards short. Bartel catches it and throws to first to double up Garms. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-1 in the game. Huber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Bill Postal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Postal is 0-for-1 in the game. Postal hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason bunts towards the mound. Postal juggles the ball. That's an error on Postal. Gallen moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards first. Hassett scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuccinello covering, for the out. Gallen moves to third. Gleason moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Warsler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0 for 2 in the game. Huber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garms. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive towards first. Hassett catches it and throws to second to double up Hack. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Postal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Postal is 0 for 2 in the game. Postal bunts for an out with unknown description. Warsler moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now playing center field. Max West now playing left field. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.